18th of October, Lucknow Airport Departure Lounge, with Christine, Nina, Azita, Sukhin and Sarah.
And how's your Dhamma now? Because you see that if it's only Dhamma, no problem at all. But if you think about this person or that person, we have some doubt.
Yes.
Because even in Buddha's time, not just monk, lay people too, who were so well versed and understanding. That's what Buddha told Dhammara. When Dhammara asked him to parinibbana, he said that after the monks and the lay people understood Dhamma so well.
Sometimes when I'm on these trips, everything seems clear. But then I go back home and I read, say, on various internet lists, people saying other things. And
but that's the word. But what about reality? If it agrees, conform with reality, it's right. But if it is not like that, then it's not right. Yeah. For example, if they help one to understand the nature of seeing as not self, that is right, because nothing is self. But if someone would like to try or to do something in order to gain understanding, what about the understanding of the conditioned one, which has arisen already? That person will always get across reality, never be able to understand the conditioned reality at all. Right now, if we understand the Dhamma as Dhamma, nobody can condition anything at all.
So the major thing is understanding anatta, that there's nobody, no one.
And anatta must be a reality, not just everything is anatta, that is not enough. Because it's not the exact one at this very moment. Because citta can experience one object at a time in order to see that there is no self at all.
I think one of the major things that I'm not settled with is this not being able to do anything. People say they meditate, and a lot of people say when you talk about anatta and that it's all conditions and there is no one who can do anything, they say, but that's just helpless and hopeless. They're the terms they use, helpless and hopeless. And it makes it seem as if things happen accidentally and that there ought to be a practice, some practice that even understanding in some ways that it is anatta, it's still this, whatever it is, this process of chittas.
But you see that can meditation lead to understanding reality right now? Because no one can deny that this moment is real and it's a reality which has arisen. And when there is no understanding, it has to be avijja for sure, different from vijja, which begins to understand reality as not self. Otherwise, there's only the idea of no self. But what about the understanding of that which is no self? It has to be exact.
But if we can do study, and if we can reflect on what we've studied, isn't that a self doing something?
When there is no understanding, there is always the idea of I am reflecting, see? But actually, all dharmas like citta and cetasikas are performing their functions. Viriya cetasika and all other cetasikas arise together, performing their function. And then gone away immediately, each moment. That's why the development of understanding must have object of understanding. Like there is no understanding of touching, of seeing, of hearing. So if one meditates, what is the object of meditation? Can it bring one the understanding of realities like seeing and hearing in daily life? And this is the only way to understand perfectly one's own accumulation as not self. And we begin to understand reality like sanya and vitaka, which is conditioned.
So if someone is sitting in meditation and they are just watching what arises.
Yes. But what is the reality which is watching?
I haven't got an answer for that. But how is that different to what is it that studies and considers? what is it that meditates, how is that different to what is it that studies and considers?
Yes, because you see that what Panya understand, if it's not this moment, can it understand the previous moment or the future moment which hasn't come yet? Now there is seeing, can Panya understand it? Or when there is hearing right now, can Panya understand it? Avicca cannot, but Panya begins to listen and knows that it's conditioned. And especially the characteristic of nama, which has no shape, no form at all, whenever it arises, now it experiences an object. Without it, there is no world, no thinking at all. So what we take for world of sight, world of sound, that is seeing, which must be the mental element, that no one can condition it, but there are its conditions for its arising already now. See, everything is conditioned right now. Whatever arises is conditioned. Nobody can interfere, nor that I can insert in and make it different at all. Like now, there is seeing and hearing. Can anyone do anything in between? Stop the hearing? Not let it arise? Impossible. By understanding only, it will bring more understanding of no self, only different realities arising and falling away and never come back each moment. And the one which is no understanding of it can never come back at all.
Sometimes when people are talking about meditation,
yes,
what they're saying is that we live in such a tense, crowded mental world. Our senses are being assaulted by all these things coming in all the time, and that it's necessary or it's good to do samatha meditation to calm things down, to sometimes people say like to make the forest cool still so you can see into it.
Yeah, it's so very appealing to Lopa.
Very,
very appealing. Yeah, Lopa like it instantly, as soon as, oh, there's a way to be calm. Yeah, yeah. So what about meditating and understanding? See? Because while one is meditating, is there any understanding of reality right now? Not at all. So what is
it? There's a trying for something, a trying.
Instead of understanding reality right now. It seems like it's not agree with reality as reality.
But the friend says that he is meditating and then he carries it on to daily life, he says.
What's the difference between morning and daily life?
Yeah. He says it helps him.
Yes, but what's the difference between meditating in the morning and in daily life? When it's Panya, it can say, it can tell the truth, but when it's not, no answer.
Yeah. So I have a question. I was just reading something on Sakaya Ditti. Is Sakaya Ditti the same as Miccha Ditti? One of them.
Yeah. All wrong understanding is Miccha Ditti, no matter it's Sakaya Ditti or Attanuditti.
Atta, self. Attanuditti.
There are two words, Attanuditti and Sakkayatiti.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sakkayatiti is also Attanuditti, but Attanuditti is not just Sakkayatiti. Whenever there is wrong understanding, taking things which is not permanent as permanent, that is Attanuditti. Because there are three characteristics, Anicchang, Thukkhang, Anatta, this is right. And the wrong is Nicchang, Sukkhang and Atta. That comes the word Attanuditti.
So it would be more correct to say that all Miccha Ditti is conditioned by Attanuditti.
Yes.
Or by Sakaya Ditti.
Sakaya is taking reality for I,
yeah.
But when it's not I, it's something, because at that moment it's not the direct experience of the Anicchang, Thukkhang, Anatta. Yeah. So the Atta must be there.
So are there any Ditti that is not conditioned by Sakaya Ditti?
So that's Sakaya why Ditti. When Sakaya Ditti is eradicated, no wrong view at all from then on.
Just to go back to that remark that people often make about not meditating makes things seem helpless and hopeless, that we're just drifting.
That is avijja, not vijja. But when it's vijja, nobody says that. Because avijja understands that, and avijja cannot understand.
So, with all the millions of people in the world, how is it not...
And not only in this world, even in heaven world.
Many realms. Yeah, yeah. But if there's nothing you can do...
You can be the world manager.
But it makes it seem accidental that you make any progress.
While one is trying to help the other, what about here? The citta there is most important. When there is no understanding of citta here, can one help the other to understand their own cittas? Impossible. That's why instead of just thinking about helping the others, but what akusala is here, loba or dosa or whatever it is. So here is the best place to develop understanding so that one can help the other correctly. Yeah.
Is there nothing one can do to increase one's own understanding? It all sometimes seems accidental, that there's no... How do I phrase it?
But what is accidental right now?
What is accidental right now? I guess I mean by accidental that in most other things you can decide what you're going to do. You can decide next week.
That is conditioned to each moment. Citta arises by conditions. Thinking arises by conditions. All jetasikas arise by conditions.
But doesn't that seem almost fatalistic? Don't we have any say in anything? Can't we?
There can be so many ideas and different ideas, but no understanding of reality right then. But we talk a lot about realities in order to understand that there is no self at all. In reality, nobody can take anything for self when there is right understanding. But when there's no right understanding, self is also there.
If we're, as I am, completely unenlightened worldling, how does that decrease? And how do I move along the path? How do I...
And how can I understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Not just moving without understanding. Yeah. Just how can I move, but what about the understanding?
But it still seems that studying, reflecting, considering is still a doing thing.
No one there. See?
So does that just arise accidentally almost?
That's why we learn about citta and jetasikas, to know that no one there.
But there's still this stream
citta, of citta, jetasika, rupa.
Yeah.
By conditions it arises.
Yes. Okay, where's your teeth again? Where is your teeth? Do you have teeth?
There's teeth.
Yes. Are you sure? If citta does not think about it, do you have it?
That's true.
If you do not think about it, do you have it? See?
Not at that time.
And okay. Rupa arises and falls away so fast. The rupa, which is not being aware of, has arisen and fallen away completely. So only the one of which awareness is aware, that can be the object of studying and understanding. Otherwise, everything passes so quickly. It's only memory and thinking that we have everything from head to toe, but actually we reduce from head to toe to one moment and only a reality appear and then gone completely, never come back. That's the meaning of anattaness. Real anatta, no one there at all. What we take for me or I from head to toe, not there. Citta experience an object at a time, and even citta itself arises and goes away, leaving what the characteristic of kusala and akusala from that moment on to other moment.
Just
as patya.
So in actual fact, with anatta, there's nothing here, and all that continues from one moment to the next are accumulations, karmic imprints and accumulations and habits.
There must be citta and chetasikas from one moment to another moment, experiences different objects through six doorway, one at a time. That's the truth.
But the habitual tendencies that we have, they're imprinted or passed over from one citta to another.
That's why people have different charita, behavior and accumulations.
I think the other night I just mentioned briefly that how confusing it is when so many very well-known and respected members of the Sangha, who are teachers, probably quite famous on the internet, etc. It's fine when I'm with this group, but when I go away from it and read what they're saying or hear their lectures, I wonder what can be done about, because I know that's just doubt arising. So again, I expect it would just be to slowly test and prove, and I suppose one has to find out for oneself in the end.
And there are realities that you can understand whether that word is right or wrong.
Yes.
If one would say that seeing is permanent, right or wrong, thinking is permanent, right or wrong, no, I can condition it, right or wrong. Yeah.
I think one of the most effective things for me that I heard you say once was that everything is so dark.
The citta.
Yeah. There's just flashes.
Yeah.
That was very helpful to me to hear that. And I think possibly most of my problem is wanting to be more, wanting to know,
Right. Yeah. And this is the hindrance of the growth of panya. Yeah. But there is no other way if one is such accumulative to think that way. But even so, right understanding can develop. And begin to see that thinking is thinking, no matter if think this way or other way, it's conditioned. So accumulate other condition of right understanding so that there will be less wrong understanding.
May I ask a question about sila? I was listening to something on a tape yesterday about Adi Sila and about how Adi Sila can only be developed at moments of understanding akusala, because it's only at moments of understanding akusala that there can be restraint, so there can be Adi Sila. So is this correct? So it's only when akusala arises that there can be Adi Sila?
What is Adi Sila, first of all? What is Adi Sila?
Sila with understanding.
At the sila must be moment of satipatthana.
Yeah. Yes. However, moments of satipatthana are not just moments when akusala has arisen, because any dharma can be the object of satipatthana. But what you were saying on the tape is that for adi sila or indriya samvara sila, it can only develop at moments of akusala, when there is the opportunity of restraint from akusala, or when there is understanding of akusala.
Can satipatthana be aware of akusala?
Yes.
At moment when there is awareness and it is aware of akusala, the sila at moment of satipatthana is adisila.
Sila, yes. But what about at moments of when there is awareness of seeing or visible object, then
anything.
It's
Adi Sila.
Yeah. But you were saying only when there is akusala, but I think...
No, not only
Adi Sila. Okay, that's why I wanted to clarify. Yeah. And you were saying Adi Sila and Indriya Samvara Sila, guarding of sense doors, were the same, but...
According to the degree.
Degree, yes.
A little while ago you mentioned the teeth. If you don't think about them, are they there? Or is that...
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit more about that? I'm sitting here thinking,
that
always seems to be there.
Doesn't rupa arise and fall away too?
Yes, it does.
So, in split seconds too?
Yes.
Depending on conditions. it lasts only for 17 moments of citta. So how can you experience that one, which is conditioned and falls away?
Yes, I understand that. It's just they always still seem to be
thinking. So the self is here. And keep everything, the mind and all your accumulation as mine, me, myself. But when there is no experience of anything through six doorways, no one there. So thinking is thinking, not seeing, for a moment and then completely gone. So actually, there are only citta cetasikas and rupa, which arise from kamma, citta, utu, and ahara, and gone completely. So where are they? Yes. All the time.
So they're the only four things that condition rupa. It seems so simple when we talk about it.
But it has to be every experience so that one can be so sure that it can be directly experienced. It seems like we are talking about theory or intellectual level, but actually it has to be like that, just like that, for the panya which can experience it. Otherwise, it's useless. Why study the teachings when it cannot be directly experienced?
But on one level, it can be kind of a psychology. Like psychology can help you on day-to-day conventional living. So even intellectual understanding can, but that's not the purpose of it.
But it will condition stronger and stronger understanding. Especially when one can understand the difference between awareness and no awareness. This is the first step of developing satipatthana, to know the moment when it arises.
Then again, if you think that it's only a psychological technique, then it's not going to work.
It's true.
So it's almost pointless, unless there is understanding of citta, cetasika, and rupa, it's pointless because there's always a me trying to develop, isn't there? Yeah. So it's more and more understanding of those three conditioned things.
Just getting back to what you were discussing with Christine, what's become apparent to me on this trip and lately is there's so much considering that is not intentional in any sense. It just happens all the time. If one has been discussing Dhamma, then there's a lot of reflecting on it, and it's just so natural and spontaneous.
And it's fairly obvious how much attachment there is.
And that is Vanya, which knows. Otherwise, one is floating along with Lobha.
Okay.
One is carried away by wanting or craving for the result.
Just a minute ago, I was walking around the departure area here, and I passed the TV set over there showing the news of the communal disturbances that have been happening. And as I was passing, I said, I'm not interested in that sort of thing. I'm here on a Dhamma trip. It's just wrong view, really, because one is interested in those things, otherwise I wouldn't have been attracted to look at it in the first place.
But I think that we shouldn't assume that that is wrong view, as long as there's no wrong view of a characteristic which is appearing.
Right.
Yeah.
But it may not be wrong view, but it's certainly wrong thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
But you see that there can be moment of understanding the accumulation.
Yes, exactly.
When there is awareness, it's the only moment that there can be the understanding of accumulation, whether you want to watch it or you go away.